Czech President Miloš Zeman says bilateral relations are entering their best period ever, with many development opportunities.
There is a friendly environment, and the Czech Republic might be such a safe haven for China, for Chinese investment not only in Czechia, but also in the European Union and other countries in Europe. Let us start with the hub. If there is the hub in the Prague airport, it means the inflow of Chinese tourists, patients, students, politicians, entrepreneurs, and so on. There might be the same hub for the Chinese banks, Chinese investment companies, and so on.
China's been the Czech Republic's largest trading partner outside the European Union, and the Czech Republic is China's second largest trading partner in Central and Eastern Europe. Bilateral trade was $11 billion last year. The Czech Republic's export to China has tripled over the past 10 years. China's investment in Czech Republic has reached $300 million. The president welcomes Chinese companies to invest in infrastructure construction in Central Europe.
In Europe, there is very good communication from the West to the East, but there is practically no good communication from the North to the South. And those 16 countries lie just on this axis. We need the water corridors, the railways, the highways from the South to the North, or contrariwise, if you wish. And I know that Chinese companies are very experienced in this area, and such a big long-term investment might represent one of the opportunities in the frame of 16+1.
The Bank of China, one of the five largest state-owned commercial banks in China, opened a branch in the Czech Republic last year. President Zeman says the bank has helped to boost business ties between the two countries.
There is a very good chance to have the first fully Chinese bank on Czech territory and territory of European Union. And this might be the banking center of China for all Europe. We are engaged in this project because we offer some participation of Czech building firms. Of course, this is an excellent idea which represents the historical experience. But of course, you know the new Silk Road for transport of goods. So, I think this Silk Road might again connect Europe and China.
Experts say the internationalization of the renminbi has been facilitating the economic cooperation, trade, and account settlement between China and the Czech Republic. Charles Kusere is CEO of Czech Investment.
Looking into the details, what should be done, what's the benefits, so I consider that very important. It's also the reason why they have the Bank of China. It's so important that the Bank of China opened a branch here.
Bank of China Hungary branch chief Chen Huaiyu says it also helps to hedge the exchange rate risk and to enlarge the sources of investment.
The internationalization of the renminbi is an organic component of the Belt and Road Initiative. It facilitates, to a certain extent, the connectedness of the capital, trade, and popular mentality, these being among the five principles of the initiative. Capital-wise, the internationalization of the renminbi broadens the sources of capital and revenue for investors on both sides. Trade-wise, it reduces exchange rate incurred losses and increases the capability of account settlement for trade-centered enterprises on both sides.
The branch chief knows travelers can benefit from these moves.
For example, when one travels abroad, he or she experiences considerable losses during the currency exchanges. It's not convenient to exchange money and use exchanged currencies. It will be a great convenience that people can use renminbi in foreign countries. Through internationalization of the renminbi, it will be readily accepted as an international currency by various peoples.
The Czech Republic is an attractive destination for Chinese tourists, who made a record 300,000 visits to the country in 2015. Hainan Airlines opened a direct flight between Beijing and Prague last September, the first non-stop service between the two countries. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.